Welcome to Open Minds, the weekly sermon podcast from Christ Church Anglican Cathedral in Vancouver, Canada. Reflections provoking thought at the intersection of faith and culture.
Jesus said, "Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." Do you find it, interesting, as I do, that when in John's Gospel, Jesus speaks to his disciples just 3 days before his death, he speaks about it not reaching back to Hebrew scriptures, but referencing the other great book of Revelation, nature. For as St. Augustine wrote in The City of God, some people, in order to discover God, read books. But there is a great book, the very appearance of created things. Look above you. Look below you. Note it. Read it. God, whom you want to discover, never wrote that book with ink. Instead, God sets before your eyes the things that God has made. Can you imagine a louder voice than that? Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. With these words, Jesus looks to nature to help the disciples and us begin to discern the Paschal mystery. Theologian Ronald Rollheiser describes the Paschal mystery in this way: in order to come to fuller life and spirit, we must constantly be letting go of present life and spirit. In order to come to fuller life and spirit, we must constantly be letting go of present life and spirit. That's to say that the Paschal mystery is not just about what awaits us after we die. It is a way of living day by day, following our Lord, who himself died and was raised up. This is the dying and the rising that we witness in nature. It's especially evident in the spring, when all that had died in the forests and in our gardens springs up again, bursting through the ground with new life, first leafing and then flowering into beauty. The Paschal mystery, the dying and rising that is at the heart of the Christian way, is what, of course, the Church observes in Holy Week. We draw close to the dying as we reverently recall the death of Jesus of Nazareth. And after a pause, we celebrate the rising, the new life that God gives to Jesus in the resurrection. And we don't just tell the story, we act it out. And to act it out at Easter, we baptize those who are drawn to God as adults or young people or by their families in infancy. And what else is baptism but acting out this dying and rising? Church buildings equipped for full immersion see this acted out in a very tactile way, with the baptismal candidate going right down under the water and rising up, water dripping down their faces and bodies as if they had been rescued from drowning, which is, of course, the whole point, dying and rising. So we renew our baptismal promises on this day in Holy Week, to remember that we have been brought from death into life through the sacrament of baptism. We have already been initiated in the Paschal mystery. Some of the baptized are called to serve as deacons, and in the journey to that vocation, they experience the Paschal mystery as their stance in the world changes from simply seeing the pain and agony of the world to approach it as a servant of Christ, offering ministry to those whose needs, physical or spiritual, are great, but whose resources are poor. They invite them into regarding their life through the lens of the Paschal mystery. When we are weak, then we are strong. Still others of the baptized are called into the ministry of priesthood, where we stand in community with those who seek to follow Jesus and unfold day by day and week by week the sacraments that tell of the Paschal mystery, blessing the waters of baptism and the bread and wine of the Holy Communion through the elements of the natural world, water and bread and wine. In these simple sacramental gestures, we give expression to the Paschal mystery that roots our lives in the ongoing reality of dying and rising again. Still others, like our dear Archbishop Melissa, are called to oversee the work of ministry in a geographic area. She sees the Paschal mystery enacted every day as across the diocese, this dying and rising is a daily occurrence in the lives of the clergy and the laity. There are so many things she sees. She hears about our vocational questions, our personal troubles, financial issues, health concerns, and she and those who work with her experience the constant change that is the life of the church, especially visible to the Episcopal order and those who work with bishops, the dying and the rising. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. Jesus said these words in John's Gospel after he was told that some Greeks wanted to see him. It must have been clear to him in that moment, after the acclamation of the crowds on Palm Sunday, that the journey he was about to make was for the whole world, not just for his own people. The Greeks, of course, represent foreigners. They're neither Roman nor Jewish, and they fulfill in John's Gospel the words that the Pharisees spoke in the verse just before today's Gospel section begins, when the Pharisees say, "Look, the world has gone after him." The world has indeed. And echoing the words of the Pharisees, Jesus, in the concluding verses of today's Gospel reading, says, "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." It's another one of the great but unrecognized I am statements from John's Gospel. The great I am will be lifted up on the cross, a sign of dying and ultimately of the rising, the Paschal mystery, this deep structure and reality of life, not just for Jesus' followers, but for all human beings. It's known in nature. It's known in Scripture. It's revealed in sacrament, and it's expressed through the ministry of the church. And so on this day, the Tuesday of Holy Week, clergy and laity gather together with our Archbishop. We renew the vows made in baptism and in ordination that link us into this Paschal mystery. Each of us here today knows what it means in our lives, that there are many dyings and risings. My spiritual director many, many years ago said to me, I wish you many little deaths. And we have sensed in the deaths and disappointments that life brings that God is always in the business of bringing new life where we have well given up hope. I seek to start every work day with a plan of what I'm going to get done. And over the course of that day, other things happen. And I used to find that really troubling, to tell you the truth, because where was my plan? In these older years, I've come to see that that's what God has put before me this day. And I need to let what I thought was important sometimes die in order to rise to the occasions that God is giving me. We bless holy oil this day to remind us that the sacred is experienced in the events of our lives. The oil of chrism to anoint our baptisms. The oil of unction administered in times of distress or illness. And the oil for catechumens given to those who are beginning their journey into Christ. Oil, another element of the earth, is blessed to convey the paschal mystery through the ministries of the church. The Christian way compels us to be always looking at those places where the grain of wheat is dying, so that we can be open to how God will bring new life. It's why this journey of Holy Week is so rich. When we stand before the cross on Good Friday, we bring to that moment all that is unsettled in our lives, all the places where we grieve, all the places where we are confused, all the places where we need healing. Because it's only there that we are fully aware of our need of the grace and the resurrection power of God. As, like many of you, I watched the spire of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris fall yesterday, I was reminded of the hymn, All My Hope on God is Founded, with the line, Though with care and toil we build them, tower and temple fall to dust. But God's power, paschal mystery power, resurrection power, hour by hour, is our temple and our tower. God's power working in us, doing infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. So wherever this Holy Week finds you, in the midst of the busyness of parish life for many of us, or in the midst of the struggles that are, they're just part of what it means to be alive, know this, the paschal mystery, the dying and the rising that it expresses, well, it's the deepest truth that exists. It's paradox. And it's the hope that's at the heart of the Christian way. It's manifest in the book of nature. It's witnessed to in the Holy Scriptures. It was acted out by Jesus in his dying and God's rising him to life. It's the central image of the gospel. It's incarnate in the work of mystery. So may God bless us all in our dyings and in our risings, so that we may always walk as children of the light. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Open Minds podcast. For more information on the cathedral, its ministries, and how you can get involved, go to www.thecathedral.ca.